always thought I was a careful investor. But when you see the amount of money you can make, you get greedy. I never imagined that we've actually been scammed.
The paperwork looked authentic. The investment company's website, convincing. Vijay even spoke to what sounded like knowledgeable advisors.
I work with your banks, insurance companies, mutual funds, trust, pension funds.
It was enough to hook Vijay in. In this episode of Talking Point, I'm going to find out how investment scams have evolved over the years and why people are still falling for them.
You've asked us to keep you anonymous. Why is that?
It's actually embarrassing, but also I'm not ready to come out and share how much of a struggle it was.
What was the investment scam all about?
I had actually got a cold call from someone who had said, are you interested in investing in pre-IPO shares? Okay, especially Grab. Pre-IPO shares are actually before they go into the market. So they're actually a lot cheaper. That's not an uncommon thing. And they claimed that they would only take a 2% commission on the sale. But then this is only available for, say, certain investors. I had actually become an accredited investor. I invest in like a lot of startups.
You get a call out of the blue saying, hey, I've got this great option to buy in and I'm picking you because you're a seasoned investor. At that time, did no alarm bells ring?
It did. But when you invest in something, you look at mainly three different checkboxes. Okay, one is the company actually legit? This company called themselves JMS iCav. I actually Googled JMS iCav scam and I found nothing. Two, you will see if they have a platform where you can actually navigate and also be able to see your shares, buy and trade. And I think the third thing is, are they communicative? Can you actually talk to someone assigned who will constantly be in touch with you?
So in this case, those boxes were ticked for you?
Yes. It's not as if they had approached me and then I said yes immediately. Yep. It took like 10 rounds of phone calls. I actually shared a lot of the documentations that they gave to my own contacts who work for private equity firms.
Vijay and his wife invested a total of $70,000 through three transactions.
On 29th October, Central Bank of Ireland puts out a statement that basically says that JMS iCav is actually like an unauthorized firm.
Oh my God.
They pretty much say, I'm sorry if say anyone actually puts money up. You have basically lost your money. When we found out, we were just numb. We've actually been scammed.
The scammers had tricked Vijay by using the company name JMS iCav. It's an investment firm that didn't exist. He was hoodwinked because there was an actual JMS iCav investment fund that's managed by a company called Multi-Concept Fund Management SA, which has no connection to the bogus company.
What did you decide to do?
We actually emailed the scammers saying, please call us.
Did you mention? You said, I've read about this.
I didn't say it.
Okay.
I just said I need to touch base with someone. I think it was a smart move to not let them know that we knew that we were already scammed because we did get contacted by them again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we actually started recording their conversations. We were like, okay, we want to sell our shares. And they were actually not letting us sell it.
Let me reinvest the profit. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. 18 to 24 months, I'll put another $2 million in your pocket.
They obviously don't want to give you any of the money, right?
Right, exactly.
So you spoke to them several times.
Yeah.
And each time they would say, we can't help you, we can't sell it, we can't trade it.
Yeah.
Did you think that you were too seasoned an investor to fall for a trick like that?
I always knew that I'm a risky investor, but also a calculated, careful one. But until you're scammed, you would never think that someone could go all the way like this much to scam you.
In 2020, there were over 1,000 reported cases of investment scams in Singapore. That number more than doubled in 2021. And fast catching up this year, with some 1,700 cases already reported in the first half of 2022.
Scammers generally do play on the victim's feelings. They can use compliments, you know, to try to build rapport as well as likability.
Associate Professor Razwana Begum is one of the few female criminologists in Singapore. I'm giving her access to the scammers' audio recordings taken by Vijay.
My name is Peter Munro. I'm the Director of Institutional Trading here at JMS in Dublin.
Okay, he's sort of setting up his credibility.
Yes, that's right. When you see someone, like a director calling you and talking to you and interested in your file, you will feel like, oh, maybe I'm special. Maybe there's something that, you know, this director can help me out with. Not only that, Steve, he actually went on to say this.
I was nominated to the advisory board to the U.S. Federal Reserve.
Wow, he's on the advisory board of the US Fed Reserve.
Exactly. So that shows that he is of certain level.
But if he's such a senior guy, why would he spend so much time with the investor as well?
Actually, that's something that all of us should ask ourselves before we even engage in this kind of conversation. Someone so senior, why would he spend so much time talking to me? Where are the traditional, you know, brokers or the traditional employees of this organization? The next point is how they try to win your trust in a way, in a very casual manner.
Okay.
I see you're in Singapore. I like Singapore. I've been there a few times. It's irritatingly clean. I love it. It really is a beautiful city.
This guy is good.
So this is a way to fish, you know, certain information from the victim. A lot of us have information of ourselves online, right?
Yes.
But certain people do not have a Facebook. So having this kind of conversation helps to get that kind of, you know, additional information. Now he's going to go for the kill. Let me show you an example of this.
Yeah.
If you invest 15 on that first transaction, I'll get you your 15 back. But the profit, let me reinvest the profit. 18 to 24 months, I'll put another $2 million in your pocket.
He's trying to convince the victim to part from more money.
You get back what you put in, plus some more.
Exactly. So this is where you play on the victim's greed.
And how do they also manage to dupe experienced investors?
If you look at investors in general, so for instance, if you're investing in startups, you're willing to take risks, right? And everybody knows investment has got some element of risk. And therefore, if you see something that is good coming along your way, you are likely to look at it as, I'm going to do another risk-taking, you know, activity here. They're not going to look at it as, maybe this could be something that could potentially cause me to be scammed, right? That may not come to their mind at the very beginning.
Okay. Now, what Vijay experienced isn't the only type of investment scam around. These days, they come in so many forms, just like this one that I recently got on Telegram.
I'm about to find out why we should stay far away from these chat groups.
Could I ask you a few questions? Ever received messages like that on your phone on Telegram before?
Yeah, quite a bit.
How often do you get them?
Maybe like 2 or 3 times a day.
Almost every day.
Almost every day?
Maybe, yeah. Usually you'll get these messages from unknown sources, an unknown group that you will be forced to join.
I just get all this every day.
Can you show me on your phone?
Cryptocurrency Express Mining.
You can now send your capital and earn 20 times of what you invest within 6 hours.
Any chance you have something on your phone right now?
I always very diligently report and block.
I'll just delete them.
Why are you scared of responding to them?
I think when I respond to them, they will probably know that I'm a real person and they'll start sending us more stuff.
Almost everyone I spoke to has received one of these Telegram chat messages. Most of us are suspicious of them. I usually leave these chats too. But what I want to know is, are these really scams? And if they are, how do they work? Police investigator Michelle Fu has been dissecting the modus operandi of recent scams.
We've all received these different messages on various platforms. I mean, how do we know whether they're scams or not?
Unsolicited messages are usually scams.
Yeah.
You cannot verify the sender, and you also may not be able to verify the organisation that they claim they are.
Why do the scammers want to use Telegram?
There are 700 million active users per month, so that's a very big number
right.
for the scammers to reach, and there will be many potential victims compared to other platforms that maybe have lesser active users. So Telegram is popular and it has got secret conversation function and they have auto-delete for messages. So actually, scammers can do a lot of things in there where you cannot keep track. As law enforcement agencies, by the time we want to get the conversations might be wiped out. Another feature about Telegram that makes it very attractive for scammers is that it protects the identity of users as it is an encrypted messaging app. So actually, for scammers, it is a relatively safe playground for them. You can disguise yourself when you register for the Telegram account.
Oh, so there's no way to verify who is really behind that account, right?
You're right there. And also it supports large groups. They can create a chat group and they invite you in. And you see a lot of users in there.
Correct.
The scammer can actually make use of other accounts to show the intended victims that, hey, there are so many people who have made monies here. Let me show you. You'll start seeing how you can go about the investment that they claim that you can earn a lot of money from. And you will also see other people showing their testimony of how much they have earned and how convenient, how easy, how safe, and how this is not a scam.
Sort of creating this environment that makes you feel a bit safe and comfortable, right?
Yes, they are enticing you to get in.
How do these investment scammers on Telegram try to get our money?
One growing trend that we have noticed is that scammers are hopping onto the bandwagon of cryptocurrencies.
Okay.
You can see two Telegram chats here where they talk about cryptocurrency investments.
Mm-hmm.
They even use well-known personalities to supposedly endorse their products.
Our own politician, and this is Mark Zuckerberg.
So it will make more people believe them.
And why cryptocurrency? Why is that easier for them to scam us?
The mere fact remains that a lot of people are not very knowledgeable about cryptocurrencies. And when they see other people making a lot of money, it makes them feel that, hey, I can probably get on the bandwagon,
right?
The fear of missing out factor.
Right.
But cryptocurrency, it is a one-way traffic. So when you send money out from your wallet, it goes into the recipient's wallet.
Okay.
You can't get it back unless the recipient sends it back to your wallet. So for banks, you can still call them to void the transactions.
Right.
And we can still intervene.
Right.
Michelle says we should report spam and leave these chat groups. But I decide to go where no one dares. I replied to a message and said I'm interested because I want to know where this leads me. I couldn't send a text directly to the group chat. Instead, I'm asked to send my messages to this user, who claims to be the company's CEO.
So I'm having a private chat with the CEO and founder of the company?
He wants me to set up a Bitcoin wallet and even sends me a link to download an app to do this.
So this app is called Coinbase. I've got on to check. It's legitimate, it's secure. It's an online platform where you can buy, sell, transfer, and trade your cryptocurrency, even store it. So I want to set up an account to see what will happen next. There we go.
With the account set up, I'm instructed to buy Bitcoins using the app. Here's where it gets interesting. This guy wants me to transfer my bitcoins to his company's Bitcoin wallet address.
Invest 200 Singapore dollars and get back $1,800 in just 4 days. Wow, that is super easy money. But it should also be a huge red flag, right?
Before I make any transfer, I want to know where the Bitcoins will really go to. Tan Jingzi is helping me trace the money trail.
What is a Bitcoin wallet address?
Bitcoin wallet address is like a unique alphanumeric character, right? That identifies like is where you can transfer money to. So sort of like PayNow, where you use your phone number, a unique phone number, to send and receive money.
I don't have to go through a bank. I don't have to use anyone else. I can just directly send the money to that address.
Yeah.
And how do I know if he's really going to invest my Bitcoins for me?
Based on his Bitcoin wallet address, we can look at the past transactions and try to decipher a pattern. And this address has actually made 67 transactions so far.
Do we know exactly who has been making these transactions with him?
Oh, it's hard to know because the address is actually not really tied to like any name. We can only see the address. So you can see from here, right? This wallet has received a total of about $12,000 and actually transferred out almost the same amount.
As in, the money has come in, but it's also been taken out?
Yes.
According to Jingzi, this is suspicious activity, almost as if the investment firm's wallet was just a conduit for the Bitcoins to be handed over to yet another wallet. It's one of the ways to muddy the cryptocurrency trail.
Do we know where it's being transferred out to?
We can actually start following the money trail.
Okay, so this is the guy who's asking me for my money.
Yeah, so this is the guy. With this tool, you can actually see all the incoming transactions onto this wallet.
Oh, yeah. So who is giving him money?
Yeah, let's zoom in on one person. Yeah. So now that we have the sender's wallet address, we can use the Blockchain Explorer and check on his transactions. 18th July, right? He actually probably converted cash into Bitcoins.
Right.
And within just 15 minutes, he transferred the same amount of Bitcoins to the wallet address. Yeah.
Actually, that's exactly the same kind of instructions I got. Seems to convert to Bitcoin and send it over right away.
Yeah.
Can we tell whether this sender received any returns on his investment?
So since 18th of July, right, he has yet to receive any transactions to this account. So yes, haven't seen any returns.
Wow, because he said within 4 days I would get returns. But it's been months.
This chart shows us where the guy who asked for my Bitcoins was sending all his cryptocurrency to. Turns out, all of the Bitcoins were transferred to just one particular wallet.
So can we check on this address?
As you can see, this address right, has been involved in 3 reports.
Ooh. Yeah.
Criminal organization, love scammer, darknet use, scammer from Nigeria. These red flags associated with the Bitcoin wallet traced to the so-called investment firm were reported by the cryptocurrency community on the website of an NGO based in Switzerland to help reduce fraud.
So if I had transferred my Bitcoins, I was never actually going to get any money back. And potentially, I might have contributed to dark web activities by criminal organization.
It is a minefield these days, trying to distinguish a real investment opportunity from a scam. I definitely need some lessons.
What are the differences that
they look pretty much the same. I don't know.
I've been on the trail of investment scams and discovering how innovative the scammers can get. So, how can I tell a scammer from a legit deal? Ki Ray Seong has been at the forefront of public education campaigns against scams in Singapore. I'm meeting him to get schooled on how to spot the red flags.
How do I protect myself?
You can go to your settings on your Telegram app.
Settings. Yep.
Look for privacy and security.
Privacy and security.
And then you can go to groups and channels.
Right now it says everybody.
That's right. So here you have an option. Rather than letting everyone add you into group chats, you can select my contacts. That way, only people that you know on your contact list can add you to group chats.
I see.
Steve, I'm going to tell you how you can tell whether an account is a lookalike or an imposter of a real account.
Oh, okay.
We have mock-ups of an admin account. And yeah, let me know what are the differences that
they
you can see.
They look pretty much the same. I don't know. Oh, it's hard to tell which is... I guess, I noticed one has username, one doesn't.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
So for lookalikes, what they can do is they can copy the picture because that's easy to copy and paste. They can even copy the bio details. Mm. But what they cannot copy over is the username.
Because that belongs to a specific account.
Exactly. So the imposter might just not have a username so that they can try and trick you.
Okay.
Let's look at some other mockups have for you. These are three Instagram account mockups.
Right.
Maybe you can take a look and tell me if you spot any differences.
Wow, okay. Oh, okay, I like this one. Expert with an X.
Yep.
That's a little bit dodgy already. So I would say it's really just a difference in spelling, right?
You're right to spot the differences. Because these, again, are unique identities. So one very important thing when you're going onto a platform is to make sure that if this is somebody you're following, that the name is exactly what you expect it to be.
What if I have an investment opportunity from, you know, a company I've never heard of? How do I go about doing my due diligence?
Whenever you're considering an investment, think about ask, check, confirm before you think about going into an investment scheme. When the representative approaches you, make sure you ask him a lot of questions about the company, about the nature of the product, about his own track record and credentials. So if at any point the representative stumbles, then that's a bit of a red flag for you.
Okay.
Do your own research. Look into the company, its directors and management. Mm. Look into the various fund products they offer. The last thing you want to do is to confirm.
Okay.
So you want to look for another way of verifying the information you're getting on this company. What we have here are a listing of financial institutions that are licensed by MAS. Mm-hmm. Look for the number. You want to call and verify with the person on the line that the representative is truly part of the firm and the product that he tried to sell you is truly part of the suite.
So as simple as calling in and saying, hey, do you have a John Lee there? I just got a call from him about investment opportunity.
Yeah.
Investment scams are common these days, and they are being pushed to us on all sorts of communication platforms. With the promise of quick cash, it's easy to fall prey to them. And the answer, I guess, is not to avoid all investment opportunities altogether, but that we should spend more time verifying that it isn't a scam first. Because we all know that there never really is such a thing as a quick buck.